Egypt celebrates as its president resigns. Violent protests in India impact children, and a church planting ministry in Turkey sees growth and challenge. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Egypt is basking in the glow of making history.
President Mubarak has stepped down, his vice president has stepped down, and the military basically are going to fill the gap with the promise of free and fair elections in September.
That's Terry Ascott, CEO of Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. But the real miracle happened on Tahrir Square. Unity.
It's a great time to pray for the church in Egypt. It's got a great start. Christians and Muslims have been on the streets side by side. They've recognized in each other a common cause. They've recognized each other as equal citizens in the Egyptian struggle.
This is an opportunity like no other.
I hope that as we move forward, the church will be able to build on that. I hope they will also be able to engage in the social and political reconstruction of the country, because they have been marginalized for so many years.
Sat7 continues to broadcast calls for prayer for the situation in Egypt. There are more ways to get involved online. Next, as the wind of revolution blows through the Middle East and North Africa, the poor suffer even more. With attention diverted from their needs to the needs of the general population, Christians can have an impact. President of Medical Teams International, Bas van der Zalm, says,
when unsettled times come, those groups are often at great risk as well. So one of the things that we are trying to do is to ship in supplies and medicines and medical supplies to Christian partners that they can then use to help people in their own communities.
Not only physically, but spiritually. While these areas of the world seem far away, you can help.
For $12, we can provide enough medicines and supplies for 10 people for 3 months. $30 helps us send $1,000 worth of medicines and supplies. So, you know, we see these images on TV, we wonder what we can do, but really a small amount can make a huge difference to people.
To purchase meds for medical teams, just click on the story at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. Police gunned down two people during a rally led by Nepali separatists in West Bengal, India. The police claimed they were acting out of self-defense, but the shootings upset protesters who then set fire to buildings and damaged government property. Compassion International was forced to temporarily close three child development centers to keep safe. No children were hurt. Pray Compassion staff and kids would be lights of Christ's love to their neighbors during this unrest. Next, Uganda's president has been in power for a quarter century, but this Friday's elections could change that. President Museveni's popularity drops every election, and now he's up against three other candidates. Whoever wins, Wycliffe Bible Translators Uganda director Liz Thompson guesses ministry will continue as usual.
I've not got any sense in which it would be problematic this year.
More immediate effects than the election results include rumors of potential election violence. But again, Thompson's optimistic.
We always have to be cautious over the time of the election for in case there is any civil unrest associated with it. But we've never had any setbacks as a result of elections.
Wycliffe's involved in Bible translations for 13 languages in Uganda that you can pray for at our website. Pray now that the work would be unhindered and that churches would be a light through this change.
Pray for the churches. If there is unrest, the church will be preaching peace and unity, I think.
And the Evangelical Alliance Mission's Jim Baltima has seen the church plant he's been working with in Antalya, Turkey, grow. But attempts to build or rent a sanctuary were hindered. So he founded the St. Paul Cultural Center, a multi-purpose community center. However, there's been a dispute over unfinished expansion construction. Pray for the obstacles to be removed so they can reopen. Baltima says there have been some opportunities to share the gospel that wouldn't have happened without this situation. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Buckner International wants to send you on a free Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to either Guatemala, Mexico, or Peru in 2011. If you win, you'll get a chance to put shoes on the feet of needy kids while sharing Christ at the same time. To register your name, just call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.